I finished Squid Game. I finished Squid Game Season 3. This is a spoiler alert. If you don't want to have any spoilers of Squid Game Season 3, scroll away. I'm not going to talk about that much, but you've been warned, so don't get at me in the comments. And any words of River Song or any other quotations or references that you want to make, you know who you are that commented in my last video. God, don't go away. Scroll away. I don't think I liked it. I didn't cry. I think that interrupting Season 2 and Season 3 was a big pacing ruiner. It was a pacing wrecker. It wrecked the pacing. I feel like I would have had more emotional attachment if I had rewatched Season 2, the entirety of it, Season 2, and then gone into Season 3. I think that's how I should have done it. And I could have refreshed myself with the people more, because there was some stuff that wasn't touched on in like the recap. There was like an entire storyline that I was like, what is happening? Oh yeah, that kind of... Like, Noel, I think, number 11, her storyline, I was like, yeah, and you, to this kid to you, you were her babysitter? I didn't really remember. So I did myself a disservice in that way. But also, the writing of this season was fucking awful. Just, people have said that the writing for Squid Game was bad since season one, and I kind of agreed, but I didn't care because season one was really, really good. I liked season one. Like, season one made me cry. Like, it got me emotionally attached. I think we could have just left it there. Or not interrupted season two and season three. I don't feel like there was a reason. It's only 6 episodes. Add these 6 episodes to the end of season two, and it's just a full season. Why did we do this? But the real bee in my bonnet is the baby. The baby bee bonnet. Sorry about that. They added the baby, and then they made the baby a player. And I'm like, how? What? Like, first off, this is Netflix. They're not going to kill a baby. If it wasn't a Netflix original thing, I might have been a little bit more worried. I might have thought there was more stakes. But as soon as you add a baby into a show like this on Netflix as a Netflix original, the stakes are, they're gone. Because the baby is going to be victorious regardless of whether or not 456 is also there to be there, or anybody else. Like, at first I was kind of like, well, who's going to raise this baby? But I guess it just gets dropped off at Buddy's place, like at Inno's brother. He's like, here, you know what? I know that I shot you and I abandoned you and I fucked up. I've become this weirdo dude who runs this evil game. International, we'll get there. This international game syndicate thing, crime game syndicate. I'm sorry, but here's a baby and $45 billion. This is one hell of a government program. Holy shit. But because it took away the stakes, I just didn't have any investment. Plus, the VIPs were obnoxious. Why are they back? Why are they here? Why are they even a part of this from the beginning? I'm not going to comment on the acting, although I agree it's not the best that I've ever seen in my life. I'm just not going to comment on it. Whatever. I feel like a lot of their dialogue was ADR. That means additional dialogue recording, meaning that, like, someone has come in, and maybe it's them or maybe it's somebody else, and they've overdubbed somebody's dialogue. There's like 2 of them. When you listen to headphones and when you know what I know and you can hear what I can hear, I can tell when something's ADR. And like 2 of them sounded not an ADR, but the rest of them, 4 of them, including the boss man, sounded ADR. And like, as in like not recorded there, or not the audio that was recorded at the time. For example, David Prowse was the body. I think I've explained it enough. When it's done right, it's kind of not noticeable. But when it's done in a series like this, where it's just a TV show, all TV shows I can hear, especially with headphones. Some of them I can't catch without headphones. Some of them I'm like, I'm not sure. And then I have to put my headphones in and go, oh no, that was just janky balancing. Or no, that was totally, totally ADR. I'm not entirely sure why. And we'll get to the international bit and we'll get to why. Why, if you can hire other American-based actors, why can't you? Anyway, that doesn't really matter. It was bad acting. It was bad writing. I didn't like all that business. And the baby completely took away the stakes and just, I don't know, kind of ruined everything for me. Okay, it's time. It's time to talk about it, because Galadriel. Galadriel is in Cate Blanchett, my queen. No. If you haven't seen it yet and you've been watching this long, bless ya. But if you also don't care about spoilers, what's happening here is Inno, the leader, the big boss man, the front man of this thing. I don't know if he's the big boss man, but the front man anyway is what they call him. He's just pulled by and looking down an alley because he hears people playing Dejack, which, no, they wouldn't. They'd be like rolling dice or something American-ish. They're in Los Angeles. Oh, yeah. The reason why Frontman is in Los Angeles is... you know what? That doesn't actually matter. He's in Los Angeles for a reason. Just watch the show. But so he hears people playing Dejack in the alleyway and he turns down. And then we see Kate Blanchett. Why? Are we going to have an American version... I want my glasses back on again. Are we going to have an American version of Squid Game now? And then this is what it this is like... Oh, God. No, I think I'm getting off this train. I think I'm done.
Why did they have to drag my poor Lady of Light into this? Who, by the way...
Girl, I know that this is, like, touched up and shit, and there's, like, makeup, but God damn, you look good, Kate Blanchett. Golly. I've seen that the Old Guard 2 is on. I haven't seen Old Guard 1 to begin with, so I actually don't even know if Kate Blanchett's in that. But, like, if Kate Blanchett's not in the Old Guard or in the Old Guard franchise, I don't even know. I'm talking out my ass. I should just watch it. She should be. Kate Blanchett's a badass. She's a queen. We stand Kate Blanchett in this house. Why did they... okay, that's it. Thank you for joining. Should I do more series as this is? I enjoyed doing this. If you enjoyed doing this, leave me a like and a comment and subscribe. Uh-oh, content call to action.